King salmon are expected to be plentiful in parts of southeast Alaska this summer. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game this month announced a king salmon harvest quota allowed under the Pacific Salmon Treaty and based on the forecasts of Chinook returning to rivers and streams on the Pacific coast of the United States and Canada. Southeast's harvest quota for all fishing gear groups is 439,400 Chinook. Patty Scannis is the department's troll management biologist for Southeast.
And this is a big increase over last year. It's an increase of 263,400 fish. And the preseason troll treaty allocation is 325,411 Chinook. And this was an increase of about 196,000 when compared to last year's preseason troll allocation.
Abundance is projected for Pacific Coast stocks from Alaska to Oregon, and Scannis says some of the rivers to the south are expecting better king salmon runs.
This year, the Columbia River is forecast at a record 1.6 million fall Chinook. In addition to the Columbia River forecast, West Coast Vancouver Island and Washington Coastal and North Oregon coastal stocks are also expected to come in higher than last year, and these large stock groups typically represent most of our Southeast Alaska catch.
Meanwhile, king salmon runs to the Stikine and Taku, two transboundary rivers near Wrangell and Juneau, are not forecast to have big returns this year. The higher harvest quota could mean longer openings for king salmon trolling in the summertime. Last year, the fleet had only 1 6-day opening in July for kings. The short fishing time had the fleet spending most of its summer on a bumper crop of coho, along with hatchery chums and even some pink salmon trolling.